This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden meets with Russia's President Putin on Wednesday, but first, he'll meet with NATO allies today in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is blunt.
Our relationship with Russia is at its lowest point since the end of the Cold War. This is due to Russia's aggressive actions.
Here's our Julie Walker now with what President Biden hopes to accomplish at the NATO summit.
Biden heads into NATO with plans to address security challenges posed by Russia, particularly cyber warfare and by China, as well as burden sharing, and says an attack against one is an attack against the entire alliance.
We do not view NATO as a sort of a protection racket. We believe that NATO is vital to our ability to maintain American security.
Former President Trump complained that NATO allows what he called global freeloading countries to spend less on military defense at the expense of the U.S. and dismiss the alliance as obsolete.
Benjamin Netanyahu is out as Israel's prime minister. Naftali Bennett is the new prime minister. He won the backing of parliament, leading to the end of the Netanyahu era. The new government was sworn in late Sunday and is going to get to work this morning. A Netanyahu aide says he is assuming a role in the opposition to, quote, topple this dangerous government as soon as possible. Vaccine maker Novavax says its COVID shot is about 90% effective and also protects against variants. It'll ask the U.S. for authorization for its vaccine by the end of September. A woman was killed and two other people injured after a car hit them during a protest in Upton, Minnesota last night. Minneapolis police say protesters pulled the suspect from his car. He's injured and in custody, but we don't have any further details. This is AP News. Two Americans are in trouble in Japan. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
Two Americans are on trial in Japan, accused in former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn's escape. Michael Taylor and his son Peter are charged with helping Ghosn flee Japan while he was facing accusations of financial misconduct. They've agreed that they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. The prosecution's statement accused the Taylors of arranging for Ghosn to hide in a box for musical equipment that was loaded onto a jet that flew him to Lebanon. The Taylors agreed that there were no mistakes in the statement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Florida zoo is announcing the birth of a white rhino. The baby doesn't have a name yet, but she appears to be healthy and strong, says the zoo. The white rhino is classified as near threatened, in part because people hunt them for their horns. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.